Welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy and Amit from D54. We are fresh off of Monkey Man.
So good.
And you know, my theater was, it was almost full, but you know, I usually go early in the day when nobody's there, but I went a little bit later in the afternoon and it was, it was a decent crowd. And I went later. Cool. So the weekend was almost sold out. When I went in to try and find seats, I had to kind of wait because most of the theater, the seats I like, I get very particular about my seats. I had to wait. Yeah. So, you know, I tried.
Mine was about half full. I wouldn't say, I mean, I went on a weeknight, so maybe that's why.
Okay. But
it was definitely a good crowd. I don't know. It was a bit, I didn't know what to sort of expect coming in, like what we had seen from the trailers and stuff like that in terms of like audience response as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, to my own personal response to this movie was, I thought it was just freaking fantastic. It definitely exceeded my expectations.
Yes.
I thought it was just going to be an action movie, but it actually offered much more than that. Like, it had a much deeper story, and the performances were absolutely excellent. And I mean, there's a lot to like about this movie.
There is. I mean, it had a lot of heart, and I think, you know, I think starting him off as kind of an underdog, I think, really helped, because then you were rooting for him. Like, we got those flashes in the beginning. It was, you know, a mother and her son, and we didn't quite understand where we were at the moment, but you see some terrible things starting to happen, and they kind of, you know, give you this information in little bits as the movie goes on until you find out the big secrets to all of his trauma and all that. But, you know, he comes in, he's kind of like kind of a sad sack, and he does this fight club where he's the monkey man. He puts a mask on, but he basically is just a punching bag where they just, you know, he's just there for people to bet against so they can make money. And he just basically gets the shit kicked out of him all the time. That's why he loses every fight. It's like, and so it was kind of a scam, kind of not a scam, because he's not great. So you see him struggling there and you feel bad for him, but it's almost like he feels like he deserves it. And so it was really sad to watch that. So I was looking for, because seeing the trailer, we know he eventually kicks ass. So I was looking forward to the transformation, because it's very sad to watch that opening part.
It is, but like speaking on the whole, they do this scene where they have sort of flashbacks, and they're keeping this what spoiler light, so if you are watching, it's not gonna give away too much, but
it's in the beginning,
give away some things. You in the first 2 minutes you'll see what we're talking about with that. But they do things where they sort of flashback between, you know, the past and the present a lot of the time, and I like how it's sort of done in this movie, that it's kind of dispersed throughout the movie, so it gives you like little hints and little clues throughout the movie until one point when they show you it at sort of a deeper length and you understand what actually happened. And that point is like, whoa.
And that ignites really cool. rage in him and us. Like, you see that, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it ignites rage, but it's also like for me, probably like the central part. Cause at that point, I think at that point of the movie, I was like wondering, okay, this feels like a pretty generic action movie. Okay, he's going to have some comeuppance. He's going to, you know, get his comeback. He's going to do all that stuff. But then but that point hits and you're like, okay, this gives me a lot. Like, you feel for the character so much at that point, and you just want him to succeed. And they do it so well. The way Dev Patel, debut director, it's impressive that he's put a movie like this together. It's not just like a... I thought, again, debut director, maybe he's just going to put an action flick. Like, let's just see some action, you know, without too much story. And the other part I really liked about this was, I've not seen too many, like, action movies from, like, this part, like, of India, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've seen Indian action movies, which are different. Yeah. But I think Hollywood's take on, like, whenever they go to India, it's always a little bit, it's not showing this side of things, I feel like. Like, I've seen this side of things more in, like, Thailand and Indonesia. Yeah. Like, gritty street fighting element.
Yeah.
But in terms of India, they never show it. The only one that really showed it, I think, and it's not even India, was what'd you call it? The movie that was on Netflix, the huge one, Extraction. Chris Hemsworth, where in Bangladesh. So it has a bit of a similar kind of look to it, like the whole scene, I guess, the underground like scene with, you know, children in that case, but this was a bit different. But I've not seen that particular aspect shown so much in places like India. So it's great to just see that, you know, see something a little bit different. It's refreshing.
It was, and I think part of maybe he was reacting to Slumdog Millionaire, because that kind of brought him to the masses, but he also was like, it's been highly criticized because it makes it feel like everyone in India is super poor. So I think they didn't like that. Yeah. So I feel like he goes, I'm going to show you something else. Like, I was in that movie, but now I'm in this movie. And we're going to show you a whole other side of it, which is a bunch of wealthy, you know, politicians, power brokers, you know, and a lot of them are corrupt. And, you know, he's doing illegal gambling stuff, you know, the fighting, basically a fight club. and, you know, basically low level criminal stuff, but he wants to kind of go up the ranks and then exact revenge. And we're not sure why, but I even love until, you know, halfway through, I love how they even just the cinematography and editing, when they show the flashbacks, it feels almost like a dream or a memory. Like, I like, it's not the super clear, like they just stage it and they show it. It's always kind of overlaid and transparent. And these cool kind of close-ups and oddly cropped, like, you know, you feel like you're in the moment. It was really beautifully done. You really cared. Like, it seemed very gentle and sweet. And then you cut to, you know, laying on the ground, getting his head kicked in. You know, that's what he did. But, you know, and he also, I think that the Dev Patel's great secret weapon is his eyes. You like,
underrated.
You see those eyes. He does so much with that. You know, it's like, he can be very sweet and doe-like, and then he can look super steely. Like, he just has a great way of doing it. A lot of people have to do the whole body language. He's got it just all right here. You know, it's really, really
yeah, good. It's really good. It's probably, again, Dev Patel, I've seen a bit of, but I've never really been able to define what he actually does really well as an actor. I think he's a good overall actor.
Yeah.
I think in this movie, obviously, he's shown me things that I hadn't really noticed so much before. That's sort of one of them, the ability to, I mean, again, when he has that sort of flashback scene, that's a pretty emotional scene, and he pulls it off really well. But he does that throughout the whole movie. It's a sad, somber, you know, situation he's in. And he really reflects that through his performance. But yeah, he's fantastic, and obviously the action stuff that we have never seen him do before, which was just. But he's I do sort of feel for him, because he is somebody that's very aware of the fact of his sort of how he came to fame, which was through Slumdog Millionaire. So I think he's gone away from that and tried to do something different. He did a lot of independent movies, I think. You know, trying to create his sort of status there, but now he's come here and directed and done something that's probably more, I guess, commercial. This is definitely more commercial, and it's interesting that he paired up with Jordan Peele, because sort of Jordan Peele, I've always with his and you're the best person to talk to about this with his sort of horror stuff. But his horror stuff has kind of always been the more like around commentary, around social commentary, or something that's happening. It's a bit different to regular horror, which is why I always found his horror very intriguing. Whatever it might be. So interesting that he's come onto a movie like this, which has elements of that, but it's not really necessarily so hardcore into that. It is definitely more a commercial movie.
I know, that's true. I think, you know, I think he understands like the struggles of an underdog, and he probably being on the inside and seeing how movies are treated and seeing a movie that should, you know, is big and ambitious and and who knows, maybe he actually knows Dev Patel. I don't know what the relationship was before, but the fact he lobbied for it and actually put up his own company to do it is pretty cool. That Monkey Paw is producing Monkey Man. And I think
that's very
funny
cool.
In general. I think that's why he did it. But but I think that's really cool he did that, because it is a movie that I'm glad I saw on the big screen, because you need to see it big, you know.
Yeah.
But I will watch it again on my small big TV screen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want to make everyone watch it. I might have like a viewing party, because I think the movie catches you by surprise, because when you see the movie, like you said, you go in and you're like, okay, John Wick, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you realize it's giving you so much more, and there's so much more depth and layers, and Dev Patel's having to act so many different ways. Like, he has to act like the underdog. He has to act like the traumatized victim. He has to act like the revenge seeker. He has to act like the powerful, beefed up, you know, new, you know, monkey man. And it's like he had a lot of different and edit and direct at the same time.
Yeah, that's like, another thing.
So, but I was really happy when we finally get, because it's sort of tragic and sad until you get to where he finally decides he's going to like get his shit together and get strong to take out his revenge, when he finally realizes what really happened. Cause he's kind of in a way kind of remembering, and he remembers all of a sudden. And so I really liked that, but I have to say one of my favorite scenes is him with the dog. It was very cute. I mean, he had a reason, but I like, he went out in the alley. Yeah. He's feeling bummed out. This puppy comes over and I'm like, this is definitely a nod to John Wick. He did this on
purpose. Oh, no.
He was I know everyone's gonna compare this to John Wick, so I'm gonna put a puppy in here. But I like how he used the dog to trick people. He had he trains the dog to carry like a weapon. I think it was a gun.
Yeah,
like a gun, past some security, because no one's looking at a cute puppy. I thought that was hilarious. I like how they kept saying, "You're never gonna get rid of that dog if you keep feeding it." I'm like, he's like, and. But that was really cool. I don't remember what happened to the dog after that. I kind of forget, but
I think
the dog is fine.
It was a cameo performance.
It was just a little, he's still in the alley looking for scraps.
Probably.
But I thought that was a kind of smart little nod to John Wick. I thought that was a cute little.
Yeah, I think I think they even mentioned John Wick in one of the scenes earlier.
I think they did. I think, who do you think you are, John Wick?
Something
like that.
Some guy, some underground. Right. I think when he buys the gun,
yes, it was.
And the guy's like showing him off all the guns. And he's like, you want the John Wick gun? And he shows the pistol. And then so he says, good. That's too heavy.
I love so, that.
It is kind of a nod to that. Like, secretly, like, after seeing this movie, I have, like, the secret fantasy where I want, like, all these, like, action movies to come together. Not mm-hmm. like they did with Expendables, which is more like just get action campy. Stars to come together.
Yeah.
That had no, like, there was no storyline in that one. But if they can get somehow John Wick together with Monkey Man, together with Nobody.
And make, like the Marvel Universe, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
all these different... Just do that. Like, that would be like, so you know, funny. Like, have a hotel in Mumbai or wherever this was, you know, shot and just show that. That's you know, he's recruited into cool. the new.
Maybe that will lure Keanu Reeves back because he said this last one was his last John Wick. And we don't even know, did he even live through the last John Wick? I'm not even sure. It seemed like he died, but who knows? They could probably bring up that one too. But spoilers about John Wick 4.
Yeah,
it's been out for a year. I'm sorry, but you don't get to be saved from spoilers for that. But no. I don't know if it's the same studios, but it would be cool to kind of see something like, even if it's a cameo or something. But
yeah, just to build that network. I don't know. It'd be cool to see that because something I've not seen. But we got to talk about the action sequences a little bit because
let's talk about the action.
That's a silly point. And whoa.
We kind of set it up. Well, one thing I like is that when they show him in the early parts of the movie, his clothes are a little. They make him look extra scrawny. Like he's got his collar seems kind of big on his neck. Like they do a good job with wardrobe to kind of emphasize that he's not a big guy. So then when he goes to transform and he becomes very muscular, I like where he's, you know, doing all the exercises of the holding the buckets of water, which is classic, you know, for a shoulder exercise all this stuff. And I like how the women are like, oh, when he starts like punching with his shirt off. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, let's talk about that because there was some cool stuff going on in the training sequences. We had some cool actors going on in that.
Like I was really impressed. How I guess what I liked about this movie was like the action sequences are good at the start, but they're even better towards the end. So it really builds up towards that until so you anticipate and wait for the moment to come when he comes back for revenge. You know, but there it's up and down journey. So there's a point when he comes back and you know fights some people.
I love seeing him come in that suit. He looks so good.
Yeah,
it was don't mess with the guy in the suit.
Correct. That's a kitchen scene, which was they released, which was really great. But yeah, it was just really good. I guess I love the way it was shot as well. Like the whole, all the fighting sequences, one particular sequence, which I think might have been my favorite inside a very small quarters.
Yes.
I'll put it like that without spoiling it. And he's just fighting two guys and just going at them. And then, it's pretty impressive. But everything to do with this movie, like his actual martial arts were very good, you know, at different times. The action sequences are great. They're shot really well. It's not quick cuts necessarily. It seems like it's more, you know, we get to see the full action take place. And I mean, I don't know if we're keeping a spoiler light, but like there is a point where he gets help from some people. And those people come in and I absolutely love that.
That was so good.
I was wow.
The thing I like too is that the big action scene was a kitchen scene, which we've, you know, they've been promoting it and everything and I can see why. I love it. It's just available weapons. Like he goes into this thing, he's using the microwave, he's using the knives, he's finding the stuff and hitting people with pans. Like I like it to just go with a gun and shoot people. Like they were creative with how they choreographed him. First of all, it's one of those things, where is the camera? Like how did they do this?
I know.
Like they're spinning around, going through, you feel like you're in this fight with them, but he's just grabbing stuff off of counters and using everything. So I love that. It was very creative and fun. And he just was so graceful. You know, I thought that was really nice. So that was kind of a nice little twist on John Wick because John Wick's always using these heavy duty weapons all the time. It was cool to see someone using his hands, his feet, and pots and pans. So that was kind of cool. So that was really fun. It was really good. So they amp up the violence as it goes, and I wouldn't say that it's gory, but it's very violent, but it wasn't like offensively gory.
There's a couple scenes that got me like
I'm very desensitized though.
There's one particular scene which I think spoilers, but basically he takes a knife and puts it into someone's eye, I think, or something like that, and they just sort of show that.
Or was that Kill? I don't remember.
No, that was
maybe I've just seen a lot of knives and eyes. I'm like, oh yeah, they all die.
I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that. Like, oh my god, like.
I think it was. It might have been the kitchen scene because he had a lot of knives in that scene.
That's right. Yeah, so it was pretty. It was pretty. It was pretty.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty. I also like how they kept flashing back to he was kind of shamed because I guess he killed a guy in the ring. Am I thinking of the right movie? Yes, yes. Where they show, isn't that where they do it?
I don't think anybody knows.
What am I thinking of? Anyway, never mind. We'll cut that part. Yeah. But I did think it was cool. And when they finally are kind of ramping up to the big revenge, like he's finally, you know, he's targeted, he's laser focused, he's going to, you know, take his big revenge. They really pay that off. And thank goodness, because that guy was bad news.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, yeah, the other actors in this movie were also really impressive. Like, we should probably give them a shine.
Yes, let's give them a shout out.
Rana, the main, I guess, bad guy, if you want to call him that, played by Sikandar Kher. So that's the son of a really popular actor, right? He's the son of Anupam. I forget his name, but he's if you see his name, if you see his face, you'll definitely know who he is. But let me just get his name. Name is Anupam Kher. Yes.
Okay.
So he's one of the most popular Indian actors. Ever. I think he's been in Hollywood movies. He's done a lot, but he was fantastic as a villain. So you know, he doesn't have too much. I mean, if there's any criticism, I feel like his character wasn't fleshed out so much.
He was just like a kind of cardboard kind of bad guy, like just bad.
Yeah, like they didn't really give his. They didn't tell us his backstory, why he was doing the things he was doing. But
I mean, he's just a crooked cop. You know, he wanted power. Yeah, you know, he worked his way up into like corruption and into the higher ranks. You know, it's just greed and corruption. I kind of was like, yeah, I buy it. I mean, it's not like they gave us a real deep emotional reason why, but yeah.
Yeah, I was fine with it.
That's fine with it. Just let him get his ass killed. So then we also have Vipin Sharma, who I loved, who played Alpha during the transformation scenes. Really fun. Like that, I think in a way that they kind of stole the show on that one. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then you said there was a musician who actually played the drummer, right?
Yeah.
The drummer was kind of training him.
No, because I remember seeing in the cast they had Zakir Hussain, but I thought maybe it was a mistake. Sometimes, you know, Google and IMDb don't, you know, update things. Maybe he was there from before. But yeah, he's actually, there's a, I guess, tabla player who's...
Tabla maestro.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess in the comment section, let me know. I think he's like probably one of the most biggest musicians out of India, like ever. Like he's huge, huge deal. Zakir Hussain. So he's in for a scene, and he's not in for, he actually has a bit of a role to play too. So he's part of a community that really, I guess, helps. I helped a lot of people around him. And yeah, I wouldn't say he's a leader of the community because that's Alpha. But he's instrumental in sort of, I guess, instrumental using that, but a little pun there. But yeah, I do kind of like the storytelling that's with him sort of drumming away while he's sort of fighting. And it's like, wow,
this is
actually a cool way to show, you know, the build
up. It's really cool. I like that they were like, way to show it. Until he could match the rhythm, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like he was just like doing this rhythm on the drum. The whole time he was training, he's doing this rhythm, doing the rhythm. And he'd be like, he goes, I'm getting tired. He goes, don't stop. He's going, you gotta keep going. Gotta keep it. And I love that. And then finally, it's like it's building up, and you have this great training sequence, and it has that great drum sequence. And finally, goes, you're ready. It's like,
Yes.
That was super cool. I love that. That was a great device. I thought that was a very cool device. Yeah. And everyone seemed to be kind of enjoying it. Like, you have the drummer, you have him working out. Everybody's like, yeah, this is cool. Yeah. It seemed almost like a party the whole time. It's really fun.
Correct.
So, this movie was a blast. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was very hopeful. Even though it's super violent, I feel like you're really rooting for the guy. I feel like this could easily be a sequel to this. I would love to see Monkey Man 2. Man and Monkey Paw 2. But I would love to see like a sequel to it and just see where he goes from here. You know, it just had a great forward movement that I really enjoyed. Yeah. And it went so fast. Maybe it went really fast.
No, definitely. I'd love to see a sequel to this, you know, where he sort of, I guess he's overcome his past. So what does he do next? Only things I don't know if it's going to get a sequel. Again, I don't know if it broke. I'm pretty sure it didn't break the box office. Like, I'm sure it did okay.
It did. Well, it beat the First Omen, which everyone was.
That's
so that really was good because it was a franchise. It was horror and it does great box office, but it beat that.
Yeah, it's a huge franchise.
I mean, the box office is so weird now. Like, now it's like you make 10 million, you're a box office hit. It used to be 50 or 60 million. Yeah. You know, it's so sad. It still breaks my heart. But
I mean, yeah. This was kind of a low budget movie too. I don't think it was.
Oh, I think the budget was $10 million. I think somebody said it was like $10 million.
Oh, okay.
It made its money. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah, it made its money. Okay, that's
super low budget. That's really good. Which is another reason Jordan Peele could pitch it. He's like, yeah, sure,
of course,
let's do it. So he wanted to promote it, and they did a ton of promotion. Did you see their funny, like, where they're eating food, weird food comedy?
No, I've not seen that one yet. I'll have to watch that one. Yeah, they've done a few things on YouTube I've seen, which I want to see.
That's the classic, like, studio insider behind the scenes marketing that I think is just really funny that it takes money to do. So when they're doing goofy stuff like that, it's not just clips from the movie. It's not just an interview while they're on the set sitting in the director's chair. Like, they did extra stunts, which, are funny and cute, and they get a lot of views. So, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
why not? Cool. Yeah, so yeah, highly recommend. I thought it was super fun, really cool, and I'm applauding Dev Patel for coming in hot like this and just going for it. It's great.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what he does next, whether it's acting or directing or whatever he takes, because I think this is probably, I don't know, it's like a, like, we've refreshed his career or something like that, or given him a different angle to his career, because I've never seen him in this kind of role before, and I've never seen him direct before. So he's done two things here, which he's sort of shown me, which I've not seen before. So yeah, this could be a big stepping stone for him. And let's see what he does next. I'm really excited for it. No. He was fantastic. Like, yeah, he was
great.
He basically really put the movie on his shoulders while there were other actors around him.
Yeah.
He was definitely the focus. He's in every scene. His whole story is based on him, and there's other characters that help him throughout that journey, but it's his journey and his story, and
it's his all journey. The time. That's right. So awesome. Very glad to see his calling card to, the big studios to go, I can do it. I got box office pull now. You guys give me a big movie. So hopefully they'll give him more than $10 million. We'll see what he can do with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, very exciting. So good job, Dev Patel. Glad to see you on top.
Definitely. Yeah.
So let us know in the comments what you think. Did you see Monkey Man? Do you plan on seeing Monkey Man? Let us know. We'd love to hear it. And if you know of any behind the scenes stuff, just post in the comments and we'll see you next
time. Love to know. Bye.
Bye.